In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting to everlasting. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with the strength wherewith he hath girdled himself. So far. Is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Be with you.
And with thy spirit.
And let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, direct our actions according to thy good pleasure, that in the name of thy beloved Son, we may be made to abound in good works. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives with you and the Father and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. This morning's confessional reading from Luther's Small Catechism, the Office of the Keys and Confession. As the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household. The Office of the Keys and Confession. What sins should we confess before God? We should plead guilty of all sins, even those which we do not know, as we do in the Lord's Prayer. But before the pastor, we should confess those sins only which we know and feel in our hearts. Which are these? Here, consider your station according to the Ten Commandments. Either you are a father, a mother, a son, daughter, master, mistress, servants. Whether you have been disobedient, unfaithful, slothful, or whether you have grieved any person by word or deed, and whether you have stolen, neglected, or wasted aught, or done others an injustice. So far, the confessional reading. This morning's Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 11. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the branch of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. So far the Old Testament lesson. This morning's epistle, Galatians chapter 4. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. And even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if you are a son, then an heir of God, through Christ. So far, the lesson. And please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 2, verses 33 to 40. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and the rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many bare hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phinehas, of the tribe of Asher, She was of great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers night and day. And she, coming in at that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that look for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed the things according to the law of the Lord, they returned again to Galilee, to their own city Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom and the grace of God which was upon him. So far the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon hymn. Please be seated.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. My sermon theme this morning is Two Christmas Worshippers, and it's based upon the gospel reading that I read just a moment ago. So please be seated. Just who were these two first Christmas worshipers? Well, Luke describes the first as Simeon. He describes him as a devout religious man. The Holy Spirit had assured him that he would not see death until he had seen the Christ child. The other is Anna. We are told she is a woman of great age, and she had been a widow for many years. Both were present when Mary and Joseph brought the Christ child to the temple for the very first time. But neither Simeon nor Anna were the first ones to learn about the Savior's birth. That honor belongs to a few shepherds, unknown, on Christmas Eve. Simeon and Anna found Jesus, that's an expression. They found Jesus in the temple, the Lord's house. But we should actually say, Jesus found them. It is here that they came to learn about God's word. They came to the temple to worship with their fellow redeemed. Now, there are some Christians today who will ask, is it necessary to be regular in church attendance? Well, it was in God's house that Simeon and Anna found Christ. And that's where he can be found if the church is faithful in proclaiming his word and sacrament. It is here that we receive Holy Communion for the forgiveness of our sins and the strengthening of our faith. It's important to be in public worship. We are told in Exodus chapter 20, verse 24, in all places where I record my word, I will come unto you, and I will bless you. That was true then, and it is true today. Both Simeon and Anna were old. If they had looked for excuses to stay away from worship, I'm sure that they could have found many. But look at what they would have missed. They would have missed the Christ child. Well, you and I have lived through another Christmas, and there's been the usual giving and the getting, the hustle and the bustle, which is all fine. And we all enjoy that. And we'll do the same thing next year. But have we found Christ anew? Have we sensed God's great love as he reached down in our sinfulness to rescue us? Have we, like Simeon, taken up the Christ child and thanked God for the greatest gift ever given to us? Not only did Simeon and Anna find Christ, but they also shared this good news with others. How pleased Simeon was as he sang out in that temple, probably with an old, crusty voice. He sang out, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to your word, for mine eyes have now seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people. A light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. One can just about feel his enthusiasm, his emotion, his faith. He was not ashamed to acknowledge that the infant in his arms as his Redeemer, as his Lord and his Savior. You see, Jesus made life worth living. But more importantly, he made death worth dying. Simeon had more to say. He had a message, especially for Mary. He declared that this child is set for a fall and a rising of many in Israel, for a sign which shall be spoken against. Simeon at that point had become God's prophet, speaking God's word. He foretold what will happen to this child as he would be going about his father's business. He is the only Savior, the only Savior that will ever be, and yet some still reject him. And this is not the fault of Christ. It's the people's own fault. They seem to love sin. They seem to love sin more than they love the Savior from sin. But some will find in him the cleansing of their sins. And like Peter, they will confess, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You are the only one. You are the only one that has the forgiveness of sins. And we believe and we are sure that you are indeed the Christ, the Son of the living God." Anna, too, had a message to share with the people. Her words are not recorded as it was with Simeon, but merely states, when she saw the Christ child, she gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spoke of him, about everything that she knew about him. These were wise words indeed. You see, Anna had found the Christ, and now she speaks of him to all who looked for the redemption of Jerusalem. You see, much corruption had crept into the religion of the Jews, of Israel. But God still had a small remnant of faithful people. And some of the faithful people were in the temple that day. And Anna told them that the days of waiting are now finished because God's appointed Savior had come in the person of the infant Jesus Christ. Simeon and Anna found the Savior, and they proclaimed this good news. Here we find a living faith. A faith that isn't worth talking about isn't worth keeping. Yes, we have been privileged to hear the Christmas story once again. Let's not be content, but be willing to do as Simeon and Anna, to share this truth with others. We finished a Merry Christmas, but did we tell anybody about it? What Christmas truly means? May the Lord grant us the same spirit that was with Simeon and Anna, who found Jesus Christ their Savior, and then they eagerly shared him with others. May God grant this to each of us. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen. Amen. And please be seated.
Oh, come see us shine.
Pray for our communicants, but first I'm sure that there are prayers that you would like to extend to the throne of God for various people, either within the family or within this congregation. We have quite a few ill, if you will, in both congregations, so keep them in your prayers. I can't give you their names because, well, they want to remain private, but I think we all know who they are. So let's pray for that first, and then we'll continue with the prayer for our communicants. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief, so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all the places at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna, and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated.
Oh,
And please rise for the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of thy glory, that seeing thee with the person of thy Son, that we may be drawn to love and to love those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Yeah. This is the true body.
May this body of blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you the one true faith and life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. Amen. Wait a minute. The Lord bless you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
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 And the Lord bless you and keep you in his grace as well. Anybody else up there? I can't speak. Okay. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Amen.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks unto the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we beseech thee of thy mercy that you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Blessed be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.